www.sport.nz.
Good evening, listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland on a Wednesday night. Our delayed broadcast going out on Access Radio Wellington, Kapiti Coast Radio and Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday night. And we go out throughout New Zealand and indeed all over the world on planetaudio.org.nz. Oliver Lee is my name, and the programme is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And we remember Hugh Green, his anniversary occurs this week, the 13th of July, that was the Hugh's anniversary. So Hugh and all his family and friends will play a Donegal song for you before the end of the programme. We're also going to have a chat to a lead dancer with the Irish Celtic Spirit of Ireland dance group, who are touring New Zealand from the 15th to the 19th of Auckland. They're here at the Civic in Auckland, and you can buy your tickets online at irishceltic.co.nz. But Leitrim man Emmett McMorrow, will be having a chat to him in about 10 minutes time, talking to him about his dancing career and what we can expect. We'll also bring you all the latest news from Ireland. The sun is still shining, although there's a few showers promised over the next few days. And of course, the big news out of Ireland this morning is that Uachtaráin na hÉireann President Michael D. Higgins announced yesterday evening that he will seek a second term of office. Whether or not there'll be anybody to contest the election with him, we'll have to wait and see. And also the Royals, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, are visiting Ireland for 48 hours. More about that, and indeed all the sports news, and much more on the programme over the next hour. And up first tonight, Sean Keane and Home Away From Home.
I didn't sleep at all last night, I stayed up till the dawn, banging out the jigs and reels till everyone had gone, singing some old shut-eyed songs I hadn't sung for years, knocking back the brandy and the beer. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning, but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, but it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. I had one bag too many just as I was set to leave. I was loaded down with bacon and with sausages and tea, and I couldn't find my ticket as I'm walking out the door, till I emptied all my bags out on the floor. Back across to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning, but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, but it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. On board the plane I sipped a drink while waiting for the meal, just trying not to let my head know how my stomach feels. There's a baby right behind me making sure that I won't sleep, and the flight's too full to find another seat.
to cross the ocean to my home away from home. I'm glad to be returning, but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to lead you places at one time. But it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. I fell asleep at last just as the plane is touching down. And I aged in years while waiting for the bags to come around. And I make it home at last and I'm barely on the track when I'm already making plans to go again. Back across the ocean to my home away from home. I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to meet you places at one time. But it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. Back across the ocean to my home away from home. I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at some time. But it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye.
Yes, the man from County Galway there, Sean Kane. And if you're heading to Ireland over the next few weeks, Sean is doing a number of concerts throughout the country. Sean Kane there, a member of the famous Kane family from Carlistran and County Galway. And that song certainly brings it all back for those of us that have left home. And we remember the time we left. And for me personally, I remember leaving in October 87 and travelling over to America to start my journey, which I thought was for about a year. And here we are over 30 years later, still away from home, but thankfully able to get back pretty much on a regular basis. And I know a lot of people are heading home over the next few weeks. I'd like to say hello to Kathleen Lawler, regular listener down in Mid-Canterbury. Kathleen, you're heading back on the 22nd, so our thoughts and prayers are with you that you have a safe journey back to visit your family. And I know you're looking forward to going home, and please God, the good weather will be continuing, although people are now saying Ireland will need a month of good rain to replenish all the reservoirs. There's certainly water shortages in many of the major cities in Ireland now, and there's restrictions on using hose pipes. In fact, they're banned. And so no sign of the fine weather to finish for the moment, but certainly maybe early next week there'll be some rain, which is badly needed, not alone for farmers but for parks. And if you're watching any of the Gaelic games over the weekend, you'll have seen some of the grounds, if you were logging in on GAAgo.ie, that were quite dry. And of course, Ireland got great publicity with the Irish Golf Open on up in Ballyliffin in County Donegal, and almost successful Grand Fox's son, Ryan, who went so close to winning his first professional title, just losing in a playoff. But we'll have all the news about all the sport and indeed everything else on the programme over the next hour here. Programme brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. But up first, we're going to have a chat to a man who's leading the dancing at the Irish Celtic Spirit of Ireland Tour, which is coming to New Zealand in August, theatre in Auckland from the 15th to the 19th. And the lead dancer is Emmett McMorrow, a Leitrim man. So we thought we'd play a Leitrim song for him. So hopefully, Emmett, you like this particular song, and look forward to hearing all about you and your dancing in a few minutes. Larry Cunningham, lovely Leitrim.
Last night I had a pleasant dream. I woke up with a smile. I dreamt that I was back again in dear old Erin's Isle. I thought I saw Loch Allen's banks in the valleys down below. It was my lovely Leitrim way. The shadow waters flow. I stood enchanted by the scene of grandeur and light. I headed off for Kerry town before the dark of night. I passed Sheemore, that fairy windy road, and I saw the play of Fimbulpool, where the shadow was low. The next I saw was Fame Town, with her ancient walls, where the preaching of her holy monks re-echoes through her hall. I stood with reverence on the spot, reluctant for to go. From the town of saints and sages square, the shadow walks low. I have traveled far through these great lands, from the east on to the west. All the islands I have seen, I love my own the best. And if ever I return again, there's one place I will go. It will be to love the leecher way, the shadow wanders below.
Yes, Larry Cunningham there, and lovely Leitrim, and that goes out to all our listeners, the many listeners we have from Leitrim listening to the programme tonight. And we've got a treat for you, because we're crossing live to Leitrim now, where the sun is shining over there, to speak to Emmett McMorrow. Emmett is the lead dancer with Irish Celtic Spirit of Ireland tour that's coming down here this way, and he's joining us this morning from over in the west of Ireland. Is the sun still shining over in the west, Emmett?
Unfortunately not, Oliver. I'm just looking out the window now, and it's raining as we are well used to.
Well, that must be delightful.
Hopefully the sun will come out again later.
But it must be great news. I'm sure all the people in Leitrim, the turf must be saved, the hay must be saved, the silage made, so they need a bit of rain now, do they?
All you get on the roads these days is tractor after tractor after tractor. The weather has been absolutely amazing over the last 3 weeks. So
I know it has, and it must be. What's it like? Obviously, the height of summer, plenty of tourists around. We know Leitrim there, the Shannon flows through. There's lots of people that go out and hire them boats and stuff. So it must be a fantastic sight over the last few weeks.
Oh, it's been absolutely brilliant. So it has. Yeah, there's been loads of people about, and it really is a different country when the weather's like this.
I know. Well, hopefully it'll the bit of rain will keep the farmers happy. And I don't know whether you're banned from using hose pipes in Leitrim. I'm sure there's no shortage of water there at the moment. But certainly in other parts of the country, it's been a bit of an issue. So you'll need to bring some warmer clothes down here now, because we're in the middle of a bit of a cold spell. You'll be coming down here in the middle of winter. So tell us a small bit about yourself to start off. Well, actually, whereabouts in Leitrim are you talking to us this morning from? Give us a GPS.
I'm from just outside Manor Hamilton, in a place called Rossinver.
Right.
So 5 minutes outside of Manor Hamilton, so.
All right. You grew up there, did you?
Yeah. Grew up here. I've been here all my life. So just on a farm, like a lot of people in New Zealand as well.
And how did you get involved in the dancing?
My mum is actually an Irish dancing teacher, so I never really had a choice in the matter, which I'm very grateful of now.
Right.
So I started at a very young age, when I was about 3 years of age. So, I've been born into it.
And did you dance world championships, all of that?
Oh, yeah, I done the whole competitive scene until I was probably about 15 or 16 years of age. And then I went off and joined shows then when I was 18, so...
Well, I don't know what age you are, but you're probably a young fella. So when Riverdance hit the scene in the Eurovision in 1994, what were your memories of that and that type of dancing? I presume you were born then, Emmett, were you?
I was born then, but to be honest, I remember seeing it at the time, but it kind of didn't mean anything to me really at the time. But then about 2 years later, I would have been four when that would have happened, but... When I was about 7 or 8, I remember my mum showing it to me again, and just thought it was the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Well, when I was living in Dublin in the 80s, before I left in 87, I flatted with a man from Loughrea. His name was Joe Conway, and he was an All-Ireland champion dancer. And his claim to fame was he beat Michael Flatley in some competition a year or two before that. But Joe was a customs officer, the last I heard of him, down in Ballinair, might have been Sligo. But there was certainly no opportunities for good dancers in the 70s and 80s. Mostly River Dance and then Lord of the Dance and other dance shows opened up opportunities for people like yourselves. So when you had one all around you on the competition scene and stuff like that, you got into some of the bigger shows. Tell us about that and how that evolved for you.
Yeah, I went and I done an audition in 2009, I think it was, for a show called Gale Force Dance, and I was lucky enough to get into the show. So I was with them for about 2 years, and then absolutely just fell in love with the show dance. And then I moved on from there to Irish Celtic, and have been with them since. But I've been doing tours with loads of other different companies as well. I was with Lord of the Dance for a while, and another show called Prodigy, and which is a little different to the normal Irish dancing. But I've just been loving it since. But,
and the big shows are still on. I think there's the River Dance is on at the moment in Ireland, and Lord of the Dance is still. How many troops is that? Is it got touring? Is it touring around the world still?
They've won at the minute. Both shows have won at the minute. River Dance are in the Gaiety in Dublin for the summer, and then Lord of the Dance just flew off to dance in Niagara Falls for 2 weeks in America.
Right.
Or in Canada. So, yeah.
And they're still going well. Big crowds coming to see them.
Yeah, huge. Still as big as ever, which is shocking, but it's great.
And Irish dancing still very, very popular in Ireland and around the world. We know there's obviously national competitions in every country, especially. I know a lot about them. I've had to pay big money out. My daughter Sinead was a New Zealand champion for a number of years, and she's down studying in Otago, but she's still involved in helping teach here when she comes back to Auckland. But it there was a huge growth in Irish dancing after all these shows started, wasn't there?
Oh, it's absolutely huge. Like, it's probably big. It's bigger, you could say, in America now than it is anywhere else in the world.
Yes.
Bigger than in Ireland. And I think last year, I think it was at the World Dancing Championships, there was something like 15 or 16 dancers that travelled over from Japan to dance at the Worlds. Like, it's just so big all over the world now.
Tell us a bit about Flatley. Did you dance with him? And you danced, obviously, with the Lord of the Dance and his show.
Yeah, well, he would have been coming towards the end, but he done all of the big venues that we done on that tour. It was a European tour that we done. So I danced with him about, not too many times, but probably maybe 10 times.
And what was he like as a guy to learn from?
He was actually really, like, I'll be very open about it, from some of the interviews and some of the stuff I might have heard before I joined the company, I didn't have a very good picture of him. But when I joined the show, I thought he was absolutely lovely. He was really nice to all the dancers, and yeah, really nice guy to work with, and still an amazing dancer at the age that he is.
I know we were unlucky. He was due to tour here at the end of the 90s, and I interviewed him, and he was late coming to interview. He says, "Sorry, Oliver, I'm a bit late there, but I've just been swimming with the dolphins over in Fremantle in Western Australia." But he ended up getting sick, so there were outdoor shows planned here for North Harbour Stadium. I think there was over 120,000 tickets sold, but he got sick, so the shows were cancelled. He never came back here. But I know many people that have seen him dance reckon that he had that X factor, you know, very, very good.
Nobody can recreate what he's done. He was just very special talent. So
I say he's reduced significantly the price of his house down in Cork there. So if you wanted to retire, if you wanted to move from Leitrim down to Cork, if you have a spare, I think he's reduced it from 19 million down to about 11. They're looking for a sale. He bought this property and obviously done it up magnificently. And but I noticed it was for sale for a while, but no buyer yet. So maybe one of these many multimillionaires who we know. Leitrim, I think, is the biggest population of millionaires, but they're all living outside the country. Might come back and move to Cork, Emmett.
Well, it won't be me anyway, or else I'll have to stay on tour with Irish Celtic for another few years. is.
No, you've got strong connections here with New Zealand. I was telling you, talking to you off air beforehand, that I know all the Connolly family. Of course, the father from Connemara and the mother, Clare, had her own dancing school here, and originally a family from County Clare.
Yeah.
And you worked with some of the members of the family for a number of years.
Yeah, well, I'd know Siobhan and Martin well, but Kieran would be one of my really, really good friends. I was on tour with Kieran for probably the past 5-6 years, and then he was my dance captain at a point, and we were roommates, so we shared a room together for 3.5 of them years.
Brilliant.
So yeah, we'd be very, very close now.
And you were at the recently celebrations there. He got married recently, so you were at the big wedding, yeah?
Yeah, I was at the wedding. It was excellent. So it was music everywhere.
Very good, very good. And Jimmy, get up and do a bit of a dance. The father, did he? Or was he talking about football?
He was doing a bit, but he was quiet enough.
So tell me a bit about Irish Celtic, Spirit of Ireland. When did this dance tour start and the group form? And tell us what people can expect when you come down here to New Zealand in the middle of August.
Yeah, the show started in 2011, the show started. And it's personally, I'm not just saying this to big up the show, but it's personally one of my favourite shows to dance, because it's completely different to the rest. It's the opposite to Riverdance. It's all about just getting the audience involved in the show, and the story of the show is just talking you through the story of Ireland through music, dance and storytelling. But yeah, it's all about the audience interaction and just making sure that they've a good night.
Brilliant. And how many people involved in the troupe, dancers?
There is 5 male dancers, 7 female dancers, and then there's five musicians and a narrator who talks you through the show.
Right. And how long does the show run for?
It's about 2 hours, I suppose, with a break. Maybe just over 2 hours.
Oh, brilliant,
yeah.
Brilliant. And the music is the traditional Irish music. We know that the Riverdance had the Spanish
music,
stuff,
yeah.
And stuff, so you've got all traditional Irish music and singing as well?
Yeah, all traditional Irish music and singing. You can be expecting all your usual songs, like the Wild Rover and Whiskey in the Jar and all of them sort of songs.
Brilliant. And are you travelling... Are you touring Australia as well as New Zealand, or are you just doing... You wouldn't be coming down this side of the world just to do a week's shows here in Auckland, no?
No, we're doing 3 weeks in total. We're doing a week. We go out the 27th of July and we do a week in Melbourne, and then we go to Sydney for a week, and then we move on to Auckland for a week.
And at the moment, where were you dancing before? You've having a bit of a break now, so did you perform earlier on this year in other centres?
Well, we were away in June. We were in Hong Kong for a week in June.
All right, yeah.
With Irish Celtic. So, yeah, that was good. That was kind of... That would have been the first time that we were out of Europe, really, with the show and with the new production company. So, yeah, it was amazing. Hong Kong's a crazy city.
And you said there's good interaction. The audience, like in Hong Kong, I suppose, would there be a lot of expat Irish, or was the audience made up of a lot of locals?
It was a mixture of both, but there was a lot of expat Irish at the shows, and just kind of anyone nearly who kind of spoke English or was either English or Irish kind of came to the show in Hong Kong. But there was also all the Chinese people or Hong Kong people.
Brilliant.
Were there as well. So.
Oh, excellent. Well, I think everybody's looking forward to it. Riverdance, as I said, has been here about twice. And a number of other dance shows. I'm pretty sure Gale Force was here a number of years ago. There's been quite a few of them that have come this way. And we know that, there's crowds booked to go to see the show in Auckland. And your beautiful theatre, the Civic, is a fantastic. It's probably akin to the Gaiety Theatre in Dublin. It's probably one of the oldest buildings in Auckland that they didn't knock down. And it's really nice. All the big shows are performed there. And the days will be getting a bit longer here in August. And if you want to go skiing after you're finished here before you go back home, there's ski fields in the North Island and down the South Island, and I'm sure the extended members of the Connolly family will be looking forward to seeing you and the rest of your colleagues. And you've got the long journey down here. It's a fair old spin from Manor Hamilton to Melbourne. So what route do you fly down? Do you come via the Middle East?
Yeah, we're going through Dubai. Yeah.
All right, yeah, you're on that big long flight.
Yeah, it's going to be a very long flight now, but it'll be all worth it when we get there to Auckland.
Right, well, I don't have any music from your show, but we have here Lord of the Dance from the man himself, so I'm sure you danced to this many a time, so we'll play you out on this. Emmett, great to talk to you, and good luck with the preparations, and I look forward to meeting you when you're here in Auckland, and no doubt the show will be very successful, and let's hope that that rain comes a bit heavier now, because and moves from Leitrim down to my neck of the woods in Galway, so that my brother Stephen, that the second growth of grass will be growing there for the silage, all right?
Yeah. Perfect, Oliver. Thanks very much for
Come
talking
on.
To me.
Thank you. I'll talk to you off here in a minute. That was Emmett McMorrow there, live from just outside Manor Hamilton in County Leitrim. And as I said, touring here with Irish Celtic Spirit of Ireland from the 15th to the 19th of August. And you can get your tickets on the website irishceltic.co.nz. And here is Lord of the Dance. Yes, Lord of the Dance there. that Michael's famous song that Michael Flatley for that show put together. And before that, we were speaking to a Lord of the Dancer, Emmett McMorrow. Emmett leading the Irish Celtic Spirit of Ireland tour that's coming to New Zealand in August. And they're performing at the Civic Theatre in Auckland from the 15th to the 19th. And you can get your tickets by logging on to irishceltic.co.nz. irishceltic.co.nz. And lovely to chat to a man from Leitrim there and get an update on the weather and what things are like in Ireland. And as he said, the rain is coming. Well, that must be a great bit of news because, you know, so many people have been desperately crying out for rain. But look at the best news all year and for many years has been the great survival of the 12 boys in Thailand and their soccer coach that were all rescued over the last few days. And of course, there's never a rescue like that without an Irish connection. And I see here that Innes diver risked his life to play a key role in the cave rescue. So a Belgian diver, Jim Warney, who lives in Innes in County Clare, he flew out and to bring the 12 Thai boys and their coach to the surface. He's an experienced cave diver and he was part of the mission in Thailand. Originally from Belgium, but lives in, and he received a call last week from the British Cave Rescue Council asking him to help. And he said the father of one said he risked life and dropped everything in the hope of bringing the boys back safely. It's just been, I'm sure we're all delighted. It's just a fantastic story to see them young boys to come out. And I know the FIFA offered to bring them to the World Cup this weekend, but I don't think they'll be ready for that. But overnight, Man United and I'm sure all the other big teams have offered to fly them over for a home game during the season. So amongst the trial and turmoil of all the things it's happening all around the world, to see a story like that was just fantastic. Well, donning the front of all the papers in Ireland today is the picture of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, otherwise known as Prince Harry, his new bride Meghan Markle, and they were came to Ireland yesterday evening. And they held a cocktail party for over 300 guests at the British Residence Ambassador in South Dublin last night. So all the celebrities in Ireland were there and there was people across many walks of life, including Vicky Whelan, who's one of the survivors of the cervical screen cancer campaign. Vicky is obviously terminally ill, but, you know, she's out there and she, along with a lot of other women who had incorrect tests done, have been compensated. And she was there last night and Meghan Markle personally sought her out and spoke to her and said she was following her story and she wished her well. So that was something else for her. Vicky just couldn't believe it. The other lady who was the in the forefront of this campaign, Emma Vic McInhuna from County Kerry, she received a huge payout in compensation 2 weeks ago. She's got five young children. I mentioned this on the programme last week and she gave a very moving interview with Miriam O'Callaghan on Thursday and said now that the cancer has spread to her brain. The future is very, very bleak indeed and she broke down at the interview. So very, very sad. And it's the investigation into what happened over these cervical screen cancer testing swabs that were supposed to have been tested in the States and wrong readings given, and many women, over 220 women in Ireland, some of them have already passed away, you know, are still waiting to find out exactly, you know, what went wrong. So a very worrying time. We'll come back and run through some of the sports pages of the paper. Big weekend for my own county, Galway. They managed to overcome Kilkenny and advance to the All-Ireland Hurling semi-final. And we give you all the results of all the games and the fixtures coming up this weekend after this next piece of music. And I think this is U2.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You say one love, one life, and it's one need. Don't care for it.
You act like you never had love. You want me to go without. Is it too late tonight to drag the past out into the light? One, but we're not the same.
You too, and their version of a lovely song called One, and still no news on when they're going to be touring New Zealand, but I'm pretty sure they'll be touring Australia and New Zealand early next year, and I wouldn't be surprised if tickets go on sale within the next few weeks. If you tuned in, welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And earlier on tonight, we spoke to Emmett McMorrow talking about Irish Celtic Spirit of Ireland. So if you want to get tickets for that, you can get them through the website, Irish Celtic. .co.nz, and the show is at the Civic Theatre in Auckland from the 15th to the 19th of August. Well, let's turn our attention to sport now, and of course tomorrow, Thursday morning, all the world, well, the soccer players of the world and fans will be watching England against Croatia. And a little known fact that England's been led by a man called Harry Kane. Harry's grandfather and father came from Letterfrack out in Connemara, and his dad said last week that before he was selected for England, he approached the FAI to see if he could play for Ireland, and they said he wasn't. The rest is history. Harry will certainly be hoping to add to his goal tally. He's the leading goal scorer at the World Cup at the moment, and I think every neutral person would like to see England do well. Especially a lot of Irish people now have won them over. I think the press have been a lot kinder, and they're not really saying we are champions and all of this like some of their rugby writers are talking about their rugby team. But certainly there seems to be a big outpouring of support for England, and we know that there's a huge number of Croatian families living here in New Zealand that they'll be cheering on their team. So let's hope it's a great game, and of course the final coming up this weekend. Quite an interesting letter posted online during the week from the chairman of the Galway County Board, saying that FIFA should reconsider rescheduling the World Cup final on Saturday because it clashes with Galway taking on Kerry in Croke Park in the All-Ireland Super 8s competition. But I'm not sure whether FIFA will decide to do anything. But let's turn to Gaelic sport and all the games that were played last weekend. And don't forget, now with the Business End coming down, there's some great games to see. And if you want to watch them, you can log on to gaago.ie and you can view the packages there that are available. If you've got a season package at the start of the year, you've got 12 months access to all the games and documentaries. But if you just want to watch some of the individual games coming up over the next few weeks, including the All-Ireland Hurling and Football Finals, you'll get all the information on gaago.ie. So there was four qualifying games were played last weekend, and Kildare, who put their foot down and decided to play at McConnellan Park in Newbridge the week before, beat Mayo by 2 points. They were too strong for Fermanagh, so they beat Fermanagh 320 to 18 points on Sunday, so they advanced to the next round. And Monaghan also advanced. They were too strong for Laois, 19 points to 111. In fact, they missed a few goal chances. The game could have been much bigger margin in that game. That took place on Saturday. It was Tyrone against Cork. Tyrone very, very strong, and Cork football certainly not in great space at the moment. Tyrone 320, Cork 13 points. And Roscommon beaten by Galway in the Connacht final. They were too strong for Armagh, 222 to 119. So coming up this weekend, double headers on Saturday and Sunday in Croke Park. You've got Tyrone against Roscommon on Saturday, and then you've got Dublin against Donegal on Saturday evening. So no doubt Croke Park will be packed for both them games. On Sunday, Kildare, they'll bring a big crowd to Dublin. They take on Monaghan, and my own county, Galway, take on Kerry. And of course that game at 4 o'clock is clashing with the World Cup final. There's also two big hurling games on this weekend. Kilkenny beaten by Galway in the Leinster final replay, which was actually played in Semple Stadium in Thurles. Beautiful conditions down there, and Galway were ahead of 10 points after about 15 minutes, but you can never rule out a comeback by Kilkenny, and they came back. They were back to a point at one stage, but thankfully, from my point of view, Galway pulled away at the end, and they were big victors, and their score 128 to Kilkenny's 315, and two of them goals were very well. One of them probably should have been disallowed. The player didn't have a hurley and he walked about 14 steps according to the commentators, and the second goal just showed you got to be alert all the time. The ball bounced back off the upright and a Kilkenny player was there on hand to bang it straight in. But Kilkenny now no rest for the third week in a row. They've got another big game. They're taking on Limerick this weekend, and the winners of that will play Cork in the All-Ireland Hurling semi-final. And the other game this weekend is Wexford. They take on Clare. Now Wexford, they won last weekend as well, and Davy Fitzgerald said that they won't have a hope in hell of beating Clare unless they improve. They played Westmeath, who were runners-up in the Joe McDonagh Cup, so the rise-up in games will be just huge. So just looking up here, other games coming up this weekend, as I said, on Sunday you got Kerry against Galway and Kildare against Monaghan, and then the following week these are Super 8 matches. We'll have a home venue against Galway in Newbridge. The 21st and 22nd July, Monaghan will have a home match against Kerry and Clonus, and then Kerry will take on Kildare down in Killarney, and Galway will take on Monaghan down in Galway. So in one Super 8 you've got Kerry, Galway, Kildare and Monaghan, and the other Super 8 you've got Donegal and Dublin, Tyrone and Roscommon. So Donegal and Dublin play on Saturday in Croke Park, followed by Tyrone and Roscommon, and that preceded by Tyrone and Roscommon. And the following weekend Tyrone will take on Dublin up in Healy Park in Omagh, I think, and Roscommon will take on Donegal in Roscommon, and Donegal will take on Tyrone and Ballybuffet, and Dublin take on Roscommon. So the top two teams in each of those groups will go on and play in the All-Ireland semi-finals. So plenty of entertainment, plenty of football. There'll be obviously extra time needed in some of these games, and I'm not sure whether it goes to a penalty shootout. We haven't brought that in Gaelic games yet. All right, let's move on with another piece of music, and up comes this time the Galway Races is about to start in a few weeks' time. Paddy Riley is here with the Galway Races.
As I went down to Galway town to seek for recreation on the 17th of August, me mind being elevated, there was multitudes assembled with their tickets at the station. Me eyes began to dazzle as we're going to see the races. With me whack, fall the dithery idle day. There was passengers from Limerick and men from Tipperary, the boys from Connemara and the Clare and married maidens. There were people from Cork City who were loyal, true and faithful. They brought home the Fenian prisoners from dying in foreign nations. With me white, fall the dew, fall the dithery idle day. It's there you'll see the pipers and the fiddlers competing, the nimble foot, the dancers and the chipping over the daisies. So as others crying cigars and lights and bills of all the races, and the colours of the jockeys, and they mounted on with me whack, fall the dew, fall the dithery idle day. You'll see the jockeys and they mounted out most stately, the blue, the pink, the orange and green, the emblems of our nation. When the bell was rung for starting, all the horses seemed impatient. It seemed they never stood on ground, the speed was so amazing. With me whack, fall the dew, fall the dithery idle day. There was half a million people there of all denominations, Catholics, the Protestants, the Jews, the Presbyterians. There was yet no animosity, no matter what persuasion. Sportsman, hospitality, induced and fresh acquaintance. With me whack, fall the dew, fall the dithery idle day. And now me throw this dry, and they mean to end me song. Success at him, the sport of kings and race and first begun. I've been to all the races and I've seen all the places, but I know that I'll return again to see the Galway races. With me whack, fall the dew, fall the dithery idle day.
Yes, indeed, Paddy Riley there and the Galway Races, and I'm sure the Galway Races will be delighted with a bit of rain over the next few weeks, but hopefully looking forward to a really fine week of weather for the race festival, which kicks off on the 30th of July. So if you're heading to Ireland and you're going to be in the West, make sure you take that in. Well, the other big news in Ireland, of course, there's lots of big stories dominating the news, but from a local point of view, it's the announcement yesterday evening in Mayo by President Michael D. Higgins. People have been asking him for over a year, will he decide whether he'll stay on for or have a go at being elected as president again, of course. Over a number of years ago, we had Mary McAleese. She was unopposed, so there was no need for an election. She got two terms. And Michael D. Higgins, when he was canvassing in 2011, he said he'd be a one-term president. But he said yesterday that a number of people, lots of people, he said, have approached him and asked him to go for a second term. Of course, he was delightful to meet when he was down here last year, and he's a very popular president. So he made his mind up and announced yesterday that he intends to run for presidency again. So if there's candidates put up by the other parties, there'll be an election. So the stated party at the moment is both Fianna Fáil and Labour have endorsed Michael D. Higgins to run again, and it's expected that the government and Fine Gael party will obviously recommend their supporters to support him. So it leaves then a number of independents who are keen to have an election, and Sinn Féin. Mary Lou MacDonald said yesterday that she thinks that it's such a high office that it should be contestable every time the president's tenure comes to an end. So it'll be interesting to see over the next few days if candidates put their hand up. A number of candidates put their hands up. He can nominate himself, but if you want to be a candidate for the presidency of Ireland, you have to have over 20 TDs or 20 councils around the country to propose and second you. So obviously there's two or three people. Jared Crockwell, he's been he's from the west of Ireland. He said that he wants to put his name forward, and he's welcoming election. We have Pádraig O'Cadia, very successful Irish businessman. He's the west of Ireland, ran Air Éireann for a long time. He's keen to probably look at the possibility. And former singing or actor Kevin Sharkey. Kevin grew up in Donegal. He's a coloured man, but he was adopted, and he's an artist now in Dublin. I saw him in the news last night saying that he'd love to get a nomination. So reports are, if no matter who goes up against President Michael D. Higgins, he'll probably win easily. But you know, some people are welcoming the contest. It'll be new ground for the president, because he will still be the president of Ireland, and then he'll be out there canvassing. Unlike political leaders in the police, his role is more stature on, like we have here with the Governor General. So it'll be new ground, so there'll be no presidential campaigns like there were the last time. But that's the big news. The other big news is obviously the fallout in England over the number of ministers that are resigning, Boris Johnson and David Davis. So the Brexit negotiations are up in the air at the moment. So a worrying time for Ireland. And Taoiseach Varadkar and Coveney, Foreign Minister Coveney, are keeping Ireland, I think it's Simon Coveney is due to update the government on progress, but decisions have to be made inside the next few weeks. Right, we're off with Caledonia.
Shaking, kisses flowed, and I will.
Yes, indeed. That's Caledonia there, a song made famous by Dolores Keane. And almost bringing us to the end of another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And we're going to go out tonight with Daniel O'Donnell singing Home to Donegal, and dedicate this to the memory of Hugh Green, Hugh's anniversary coming up this week on the 13th of July. So our thoughts and prayers go out to all the members of the Green family. So thank you again for tuning in tonight, and look forward to being back here again next week. And look, I hope you enjoyed the week, and let's hope it warms up a bit here in New Zealand. But here we are, Daniel O'Donnell, and he's singing, what do you call it, Home to Donegal, in memory of our longtime supporter of Ireland Calling, Hugh Green.
The lights of London are far behind. The thoughts of homeland are crowding my mind. Familiar places come into view. I see my home now. Soon I'll see you. We'll talk the old folk ere getting on. Treat them to late nights, sing a few songs. We'll talk of the neighbors and life in the town. There's so much to tell them. The days fly around. This is my homeland, the place I was born. No matter where I go, it's in my soul. My feet may wander, but my heart will lead me back home to my Donegal. And then tomorrow we'll take a walk down to St. Mary's, to a sheltered spot. We'll kneel and pray there for the ones who have gone, and hope that they're proud of their wandering son. This is my home. This is my home.